Jeff Norcross, who will be your official session moderator to help introduce our speaker. Jeff?
Yes. Welcome, everybody. My name again is Jeff Norcross, and I'm a member of EPA Region 1's RCRA Lead Region team. Thank you for participating in today's RCRA Expert Brown Bag webinar on EPA's new RCRA training website. The website was developed to help ensure consistency in training and implementation of the RCRA program as EPA and our state and tribal partners lose expert staff and institutional knowledge. It was also developed to make it easier for EPA, states, and tribes to access existing training materials and resources. In this webinar, EPA's Gail Hansen will discuss the development of a RCRA training website for the RCRA training website for hosting online courses, training resources, and a video library. And we'll also, as was stated, we'll include a demonstration of the site. At this time, it's my pleasure to introduce Gail. Gail Hansen graduated from Randolph-Macon Women's College with a degree in biology and a master's degree in chemical hazard assessment from the University of Pittsburgh. She has worked as an environmental health scientist for EPA's Office of Resource Conservation and Recovery since 1985, primarily on developing test methods to characterize hazardous waste, or SW846, hosting a waste testing and quality assurance symposium, the WTQA, serving as the office's web manager and developing training documents for permit writers and a training website for regions, states, and tribes. Before joining EPA, she worked as an analytical chemist for a consulting engineering firm. Thank you very much, Gail, for hosting today's session, and I'd like to hand things over to you at this time.
Great. Thank you, Jeff. Good afternoon, everybody. Today, I will discuss some of the background leading up to the RCRA training website, and then I will demo the site. First, some background. As Jeff mentioned, EPA is working to improve RCRA training for EPA, states, and tribes, and this is in response to several concerns. EPA, states, and tribes are losing staff with the expertise and institutional knowledge of RCRA. We need to ensure consistency in training and implementation of the RCRA program by developing a national RCRA training curriculum for both beginners and more advanced RCRA personnel. We also need to improve access to existing training materials and resources, and we need to evaluate which areas of the RCRA program require training materials to be updated or developed. So EPA formed a work group back in September of 2015, consisting of members from headquarters in the regions and several states. We had regions 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. And for the states, we had Hawaii, Idaho, South Carolina, and Washington. And we wanted to complete three objectives. We wanted to compile and organize existing resources. We wanted to identify training needs. And we also wanted to develop an ideal RCRA curriculum. So under the first objective, we compiled and organized resources. We developed and expanded a compendium of available training resources and initiatives. We developed a SharePoint site for hosting the trainings. And then we moved the SharePoint content to the Environmental Response Training Program's Virtual University website, or ERTPVU, in order to enable easier access for the states and tribes. And we also set up a RCRA training listserv for EPA and state personnel to discuss information relating to RCRA training. And we videotaped Region 4's Permit Writers course, which was given August 17th through 19th of 2016. And we also videotaped their Organic Air Emission Standards course, given September 19th through 21st, 2016. And finally, we developed a new Waste Analysis Plan, or WAP, guidance training that launched with the ERPTVU website on March 3, 2017. Under the second objective, we identified RCRA training needs. We developed a training survey that was sent to regions and was discussed with 7 states, Arizona, California, Hawaii, Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington, to assess what training is currently used to train their staff, the number of new staff who currently need or will need training, the types of training that might be needed, such as basic RCRA or basic corrective action, and where there are gaps in training, for instance, cost estimation or financial assurance. So the survey showed that there's a definite need for consistent training for both EPA and the states. About 78 new staff needed basic RCRA, and about 135 new staff needed advanced RCRA training. And when asked to rank the relative importance of various topics, 10 out of 14 ranked basic RCRA as their number one need, and about 6 out of 12 ranked basic corrective action as their number one need. Under the third objective, we developed an ideal RCRA curriculum. Based on those survey results, we developed a curriculum or individual development plans, IDPs, for both new hires and more seasoned RCRA, EPA, and state personnel. We used all the existing training resources to identify trainings that would apply to each type of IDP, of which there are 15. We have base curriculum, regulatory specialist, authorization, state program management. We have enforcement, permitting, sustainable materials management, corrective action. We have PCBs, financial assurance, combustion, quality assurance. We also have Subtitle D, risk communication, and data management. So what's next? We are currently working with Region 1 to develop an ORCR regional coordinated McCoy's RCRA training for all regional state new hires. The next one is coming up in Seattle, September 18th through 20th, 2017, and I believe there are already 150 people waitlisted for the course, so you can see how much this training is needed. We hope to offer more of these ORCR regional McCoy trainings in FY18, but that will depend on funding. We're also videotaping Region 4's cost estimation RACER training coming up July 31st through August 4th in Atlanta, Georgia. We're also creating a RCRA crosswalk of areas of overlap or interdependence of authority of the RCRA regulations with other federal statutes and regulatory programs such as DOT, NRC, the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, TSCA, and CERCLA. And this will serve as an outline for programmatic training content development. And we're also working to address critical gaps in the RCRA training program, like cost estimation and financial assurance. And we all would like to encourage more state and tribal participation on the listserv. So far, we have 186 state members and 2 tribal members. And if you want to subscribe to the listserv, you can send a blank message to rcra-training-subscribe@lists.epa.gov. So that concludes my presentation. I would now like to go into the demo. So I'm going to click on the ERTPVU link. So here we are at the ERTPVU website, and I first want to say that the site works best using Internet Explorer. If you decide to use Firefox or Chrome, you may lose some of the functionality. And some people may already have an account for ERTPVU. If that's the case, then you can log in up here at the login screen with your username and password. And if it's been a while since you have logged into the site, you can click on this button down here that says Forgot Your Password. If you do not currently have an account for the ERTPVU site, then you can click on the Register button and a screen will pop up and you can add your name and address. And since this is a private website for EPA states and tribes, you need to select either state, tribal, or EPA for your organization. And note that you cannot sign in using an email from an organization, for instance at SWAMO or NEMOA, because the system is only designed for individuals, not companies. Okay, so now I am going to log in. Password. Okay, now I'm logged in, and you'll notice that this RCRA button appeared on the tab up here at the top. And it has a series of three drop-down menus. We have online courses, training resources, and video library. So let's begin with the training resources. I'm going to click on the training resources tab. And now since I am logged in as the administrator, I see this button for moving, deleting, renaming, and uploading files. But when you log in, you won't see that. You will see this table and everything it contains. So all the course materials here are organized by topic. We have air emissions, authorization, combustion, corrective action, enforcement, financial assurance, PCBs, permit writers, and RCRA basics. So, for instance, if you're interested in training for permit writers, you would click on the permit writers folder, and over to the right here, you will see the presentations that we have for permit writers. And as you can see, we have a lot of them. So, for instance, if you click on the Region 4 permit writer, December 2015, the various presentations will pop up, and they're either in PowerPoint or PDF format. So if you click on one of them, you can open one of the PowerPoints, and there it is. It automatically appears. And there's also a folder here called IDPs and state EPA calls. And this is actually the best place to start because this is the folder that contains a spreadsheet of the independent development plans, or IDPs, which links to all the trainings I just mentioned, as well as other training materials such as webinars and videos. So I'm going to go ahead and open up this file. It's an Excel spreadsheet. So the IDPs open to this introduction tab, which gives some background about how they were developed and who to contact if you have any questions. And here in red, it says, if you are new to the RCRA program, please start with the basic curriculum IDP tab. And the IDPs are meant to serve as a library with all of the training located in one place, and they're organized by 15 different subject matter areas on tabs located at the bottom of the page. So I mentioned these before. We have the basic curriculum, we have regulatory specialist, we have state authorization, state program management, enforcement, permitting. We have SMM, corrective action, PCBs, financial assurance, combustion, quality assurance, subtitle D, data management, and risk communication. And then there's also a tab for additional resources at the bottom, and also one for where we've identified gaps in the training curriculum that we hope to eventually fill in, for instance, manifesting import-export. So I'm going to go back to the basic curriculum tab. Each tab has a section for relevant trainings up here in this section, and if you scroll down, we have another section on additional resources where you can go if you need more information, such as websites or Federal Register notices. And all trainings relevant to each IDP are linked from within them, including links to PowerPoint slides, webinars, web pages, documents, videos. And to access the training, you can simply click on the respective link, such as, for instance, this Region 6 Basic RCRA 2015. You click on the link, and it should open up the PowerPoint And there's the slide, Ricker Basics, Region 6. Now, some of the links in the IDPs will need to be cut and pasted into your browser, and they're noted as such in red here. For instance, the Region 4 RCRA Fundamentals link needs to be cut and pasted into your browser. Otherwise, the link will take you to the main ERTPVU homepage. That's just a quirk of the system. So anytime you see something here in this column that says to access the course, copy and paste the URL. Under the Regulatory Specialist tab at the bottom, there are many clue-in webinars about various regulatory topics. So for instance, if you are interested in the definition of solid waste, you can scroll over here to the link, and you can click on that, and it will open up the webinar. And then you can go to a particular seminar if you click on the Go to Seminar link, and it will bring up the recorded clue-in seminar. And sometimes this might take a few minutes. And there it is. And you can scroll through the presentation with this left-hand side menu bar. And then if we go over to the Financial Assurance tab, here we link to the Financial Responsibility Enforcement Tool, or FRET. And you'll notice that this requires a username and password. And you can contact Jackie Hein-Leinenberg to request access to that site. In addition, we also, much of the material in FRET is also in a new topic, new SharePoint site called Financial Assurance Community SharePoint site. And it has a lot of the materials that are on the FRET site. But again, this is also a protected site, so you need to contact Mark Seltzer if you are interested in obtaining access to that particular SharePoint site. And then under the Enforcement tab, just wanted to make a note up here that says this is for staff, not inspectors. We didn't want to duplicate what's on the National Enforcement Training Institute, or NETI, site, so we linked to it under Additional Resources. And again, it requires an email and password, and you should contact Emily Chow to request access to that. And I just also want to mention that all the trainings listed in the IDPs are not mandatory, so you will not receive a transcript or any continuous learning points. However, if you wish to download and save the IDPs, then we've put a complete yes-no column in the IDP that you can use to keep track of which trainings you've taken. Also contained in the IDPs and EPA state calls folder, there's a Word document that says regular EPA state calls. And if you open this particular link up, it's a Word document. There's a short description of each call, the date and time, and who to contact if you wish to be added to the distribution list. For example, if you're interested in the RCRA Interpretive Network, or RIN call, this is an informal discussion on RCRA implementation issues, and it's usually held the first Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the contact person is Kathy Lett, and here is her email address and her phone number. And there are lots of other calls. We have financial assurance, we have a RCRA info call, a permit writer's call, corrective action call, subpart X call, hazardous waste combustion call, and state authorization call. And then we have three more calls that you'll note that are just for EPA only, a PCB technical call, a tribal call, and the RCRA attorney's call. Okay, now I'd like to switch to one of the other sections on the training website. I'm going to click on online courses, so you go back up here to the top to the RCRA tab and select online courses. And this tab contains RCRA training courses like the RCRA fundamentals as well as the waste analysis plans or WAP modules. You'll note that these are all self-paced. There's no audio or narration associated. To take a course, you select View, then Launch to open each training module. For instance, if you want to view the RCRA organic emission standards, you click on View, and then down at the bottom left it says Launch. So you launch it, and the course comes up, and you take it at your own pace. And then if you want to close it, you click out, and then you can go back to the main screen. For the waste analysis plan modules, there are five of them, and you will need to take all five of them before taking the final exam. You don't have to take them in turn, but you do need to take all five. The system will know if you haven't taken all the modules, and it won't let you take the final exam until you do. And the exam includes 11 questions, and 9 out of 11 must be answered correctly in order for you to pass. After completion of the exam, you will receive an email with your certificate of completion. So if I open up Module 1, for example, I'm launching it. This one, Module 1, takes you to Introduction and Overview. You can select Next to go to the next slide, or you can use this outline over here to advance to the next slide. And in these modules, if you click on a highlighted item, a pop-up box appears with additional detail, and then you need to close it in order to close. And then on slide 4, anything in red shows attachments that you can access and read through. And there's a little paperclip icon here. If you click on it, it brings up a document, and you can click on the document, select download, and the document will appear in a separate window. And then when you're finished with reading the documents, you click on the paperclip icon again to close. And then you continue on with the rest of the module. And each module contains a summary, and then there are also knowledge checks, either true, false, or multiple choice within each module. And to close it, you just click on the X. Now I'd like to talk about the third tab on the RCRA training site, and that is the video library. This tab contains links to various videos, like the 1989 at SWAMO permit writers video. There are 16 Region 4 permit writer training videos recorded August 17th through 19th, 2016, and 4 Region 4 Organic Air Emission Standards, or AABBCC, training videos recorded September 19th through 21st, 2016. Again, note that I'm logged in as administrator, so I can see this upload video, link to a video, and edit, whereas you will not see that, but you will see everything else. The duration column shows approximately how long each video is in minutes. So to watch a video, you select View, and the video will pop up and appear in a separate window. The video will show both the speaker and his or her PowerPoint slides. In this one, shows Denise Housley. She's a Region 4 permit writer giving her talk, and you can listen in and go through the slides. I won't let you listen in right now because it will create feedback. So I'm going to click. There she is. There's Denise. Now you may be wondering why I included the Atswamo video since it's so old, but it is still relevant. It presents an interesting perspective on what it was like before the advent of the internet and cell phones. Does anybody remember rotary telephones and having to parse through hard copies of the CFR? It's really interesting, so I think you should watch it. And down here is another arrow to see more videos, you click on the arrow, and there's the remaining video that you'll be able to access. In addition to the videos posted here, we will be taping Region 4's cost estimation course July 31st through August 4th, 2017, and we'll post those videos to this training website as soon as they become available. We will also be adding a link to Region 6's Advanced Financial Assurance webinar that's being recorded August 1st through 2nd, 2017. We'll add that to the Financial Assurance IDP tab. And we hope to keep this website current by adding new trainings as they become available. And we also encourage you to sign up for the listserv so that you can learn about what training is coming down the pike. And that link is RCRA-training-subscribe@lists.epa.gov. And I recently sent out a note to the listserv subscribers about two upcoming Region 4 trainings. There's a RCRA Permit Writers Training course, August 22nd through 24th, 2017, in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And the registration is up on trainex.org. And they still have about 10 to 15 seats available, so I highly recommend you attend if you can. It will only cost you your travel costs. The other course is the RCRA Organic Air Emission Standards Workshop. That's coming out September 12th through 13th, 2017, in Morrisville, North Carolina. And again, that training is also up on trainex.org if you want to register for that one. So, and finally, if you have any training materials that your region or state might have to help us fill in some of the training gaps that were listed on the IDP spreadsheet, please send them to us and we will post them. And so that concludes the demo of the RCRA training website. Are there any questions?
Thanks, Gail. This is Jeff. Yes, we received a bunch of questions, and folks are welcome to continue sending questions in. Let me call up the questions. Okay, the first question is an individual from one of the state DEQs went to the site, and when he went to the site, he didn't see the RCRA tab.
Okay, that's a good question. He needs to register by filling out the registration form. Let's see, where am I here? Okay, so I'm going to log out so you can see the registration form. You click on the registration button at the top, and you fill out your email address and select whether you are a state, and fill out the remaining fields in here and submit it. And if you still are having issues, please shoot me an email, and I will try to work it out with the technical people to see if it's something on their end.
Okay. And I think this is a related question. When registering, do individuals need to use a personal rather than a business email address?
They need to use a business address. I believe the system looks for .gov extensions. And they might have problems if they have a, for instance, a Gmail account.
Okay, so actually, they should use a business, not a personal.
Yep.
Okay. Another question: does the system send certificates to trainees?
Only for the waste analysis plan guidance module. There is some, like if you have a course that's already currently in ERT PVU, you can access it through your login screen. So let me just log back in here and show you. So if you go up here under Profile once you've logged in, you'll notice these three links here where it says you can update your profile, you can change your password, or view transcripts. So if you hit View Transcripts, if you've taken a course, for instance, that is already in the ERTPVU training, like a lot of Denise Housley Region 4 courses, she put those actually in the ERTPVU. And so you can view the certificate, or you can have it emailed to you by clicking on the email icon here. So for instance, I was playing around with this yesterday and I took RCRA Subpart X training. So if I view my certificate, this particular course was already part of the ERTPVU system, so it sends a virtual university certificate. And then if I want to have it certificate emailed to me, then I click the little email icon and it will send my certificate by email. So only the ERTPVU courses plus the Waste Analysis Plan Guidance, those are the only ones that I know that have certificates. The rest of the time you need to keep tabs of which courses you've taken if you want to download the IDPs, and then just check off the completed yes-no column in the spreadsheet.
Okay. We received an email from someone who works for a municipal agency, and her email does not end in GOV. Does that mean she's going to have a hard time registering?
I would have her talk to me offline, and I can talk with the technical people. We may be able to make an exception for her, but I'll have to check.
Okay. For EPA employees, do these courses show up in EPA's training system that's called Skillport?
No, they do not. If you want to add them, you would probably have to make a screenshot of the IDP and then attach that as a attachment to your FATIS or FAJITAS, but it will not show up on Skillport or FAJITAS. You would have to import that yourself.
Okay. Another question, do user accounts get created as soon as a person registers, or does someone at EPA have to approve the registration first?
The user accounts get created immediately. EPA does not have to approve them.
Okay. Someone asked, when you were going through the IDPs, there was a column, proposed completion date. What is that tracking? Is that supposed to indicate that a person needs to complete a training by a particular date?
That was just a thought that we had as a work group to put something in there. It doesn't have any real meaning. I would concentrate more on the next column, which says completed yes or no, if you've completed a training just for your own purposes.
Okay. If you have to take a break from a training, does the system save our place, or do you have to restart, find where you were and restart at a later time?
That's an interesting question. I believe the WAP guidance will keep track of where you have started. I'm not sure about the other training courses because I haven't taken all of them.
So it may depend on which training and how
yep.
that has been designed to work. Okay.
Yep.
We have a question about the call lists. Are there any plans to develop lists of regional specific EPA state calls that would be included on the ER TPVU site?
At one time, we were working on developing an expert list of people with training in the regions, and we were going to put that on the SharePoint site so that regions and states could update that as needed. But we have no plans at this time to do an EPA state call thing unless you would like to start submitting ideas to me. I mean, this website is supposed to be, it's not static. It's supposed to be able to be updated frequently as the need arises. So, you know, if you have ideas like that, just please shoot them to me, and then we can work offline to come up with some more training materials.
Okay. Do you know if the RCRA basic courses address the changes that were made to the generator improvement rule?
There is one CLUIN webinar that discusses that, and I believe I put that under, let's see, regulatory specialist. Yes, Hazardous Waste Generator Improvements Rule. So if you go to the Regulatory Specialist tab, you can see the link to the CLUIN brown bag that was held May of this year discussing the Generator Improvements Rule. So something you may have to scroll between the different tabs if you can't find a particular training. I try to put trainings on multiple tabs where they applied, but you know, if you have suggestions for improving that, if you think something should be added to like the basic, it's not there, please let me know. I'll be happy to put it up there.
Okay. One person asked if you could demonstrate on the website how you got to the IDP folders.
Okay. I'm currently logged in, and after you log in, you'll see the RCRA tab up here. You scroll down and click on Training Resources, and then you will see this table. And if you come down here where it says IDPs and EPA state calls, if you click on that link, then you'll see two items. You'll see the IDP, and you'll also see the RCRA state calls. So one is a spreadsheet and one is a Word document. And so if you click on the first one, that brings up the IDPs.
Okay. Another person asked if you could show the slide with the URL for the IDP.
Okay, I don't think I have a slide exactly for the IDP. I just have a general one that links to the ERTPVU.
Okay. Is that the best way to get to the IDPs?
Yes.
You have to start there, right?
You have to start here. It's https://ertpvu.org/home.aspx. And then if you haven't registered, you need to go up here, I'll log out again, and register. And then if you're already registered, you can log in with your email address and your password. And then once you do, whoops, helps to type in the right password. Then you'll see the RCRA tab. So you won't see the RCRA tab until you log in with your email and password after you've registered.
And folks can reset their password if they've forgotten it. I think you showed that, right?
Right. So if you forget your password, on the login screen at the bottom, it says forgot your password. You click on that, and you'll get an email with your password.
Okay. Another question is there an easy way to keep up to date with new rules, guidance, interpretations, etc., through this site?
No, this site is strictly for RCRA training. We do have a listserv, and I try to send out any new trainings we have. I also send out some Superfund trainings. I send out the Tech Direct trainings from Superfund. So it's basically just for training only. If there are webinars coming up on a particular rulemaking, then I'll try to send those out through the listserv. So that's why I highly recommend you sign up for the listserv. And the listserv, again, is rcra-training-subscribe@lists.epa.gov.
Okay. I don't think I asked this question already, but forgive me if I did. how do we know if the course offerings are updated? Does the system website email us, send an email when new courses are added?
The system does not. I send those updates through the listserv. For instance, the advanced financial assurance course that Matt Lozell in Region 6 gave, or is giving yesterday and today, as soon as the webinar link becomes available, I will update the IDP, and then I will also send out a note through the RCRA listserv to the members saying, you know, hey, this is happening. We have a new financial assurance webinar that's up on the IDPs. You can take a look and access it.
Okay. Do slides in the trainings that are available through the site come with audio?
No, they do not. The only audio are on the videos because that was in-person training where we had speakers, and so you'll hear the speakers as they go through their slides. But in the static PowerPoint or PDF files, no, there's no audio.
Okay. Well, I think I have asked all of the questions that that we received, so that I think we can close the question and answer part of the training, Gene. Do you want me, Gene, at this time to talk about the next webinar?
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea.
Okay. So we are planning to host our next RCRA Expert Brown Bag webinar on October 4th. We're working out some details, so I can't share anything at this point. But I will soon send out a description and registration information. So if you get that kind of information directly from me through emails, that'll be coming out soon. But Gail also forwards that information out to the listserv, and it makes its way through all kinds of different channels. So keep your eyes open for that, and I hope that everyone can join us in October. And now I'll hand it back to Jean.
Okay, and I think with that, I'll just walk through a few quick final reminders before we close things out today, if that's all right with you, Jeff.
Yes.
All right, excellent. So first, I wanted to just remind everybody that the presentation materials, including a link to the virtual university that Gail highlighted, are currently available under the resources page. So if you were looking for copies of the slides, you'll find that on the links on the middle right underneath my picture. There's a box that says related URLs. You can click on the link to seminar resources and then press the browse to button to open it up on your own computer. Contact information for our organizers and presenters are also posted up. So if you have a follow-on question, or you happen to be one of the lucky people replaying the webinar, you're certainly welcome to visit that page to find the contact information for our presenters. I would ask if each of you could take just a brief moment and fill out our online feedback form to let us know what you thought of today's session. One of the biggest questions we get for our webinars are if they have certificates for them. If so, we have added in the last year an option that when you fill out the feedback form, as long as you check a box at the bottom of the form confirming you are here for the whole session, you can actually download or print out a certificate for participating today as soon as you send in your feedback. If you happen to participate as a group, each one of you can fill out that online feedback form to give us your feedback and get one of these certificates. And if you, again, are one of the lucky people replaying the webinar, you can still click the link to the feedback form and send in your thoughts to get one of these feedback certificates. So today's session was recorded. Those of you who registered will automatically receive an email with instructions on how you can play it back on demand. And as Gail and Jeff were highlighting earlier, it sounds like these will be incorporated into the new RECRA training website. And if you sign up on that RECRA listserv, you'll also be notified when additional training opportunities like this become available. So with that, I want to send thanks to our organizers and to our presenters for taking time out of their schedules to put on today's session. And I want to thank the over 340 individuals who joined us from across the country for today's live broadcast. This will be the formal conclusion for today's session.